You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Jefferies has recommended a buy call on Reliance Industries with a target price of ₹2,990 per share. The recommendation comes in anticipation of Reliance Industries' ambitious plans to commission Phase 1 of its photovoltaic module and storage capacity by mid-calendar year 2024. Jefferies acknowledges the challenges faced by the global renewable equipment sector due to Chinese overcapacity, which has impacted profitability. However, the brokerage firm remains optimistic about the outlook for Reliance Industries, citing several factors that could positively influence the company's renewable ventures. The Indian government's aggressive installation targets, coupled with reduction in bidding competition, are expected to enhance the economic viability of Reliance Industries' foray into renewables. Speaking of Jefferies, the leading financial services firm continues to uphold a buy rating on Ambuja Cements, maintaining a target price of ₹540. The positive outlook is underpinned by Ambuja's strategic move to enhance its capacity, aiming for an increase of 110 million tons per annum by the fiscal year 2026-27. In a report on Ambuja Cements, Jefferies highlighted the recent completion of the Sanghi Industries acquisition. The acquisition, valued at an enterprise value of ₹5,185 crore, implies an estimated EV per ton of $70 to $75. Post-acquisition, Ambuja Cements' total capacity stands at an impressive 74.6 million tons per annum, with an additional debottlenecking opportunity of 1.5 million tons per annum. Over to economy. As Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das headed Monetary Policy Committee began its three-day deliberations today, economists said that the central bank will maintain the withdrawal of accommodation stance and will keep the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das will disclose its decision on the morning of December 8. The RBI MPC consists of six members, both external and RBI officials. Alongside Governor Shaktikanta Das, RBI officials are Rajiv Ranjan, serving as Executive Director, and Michael Debabrata Patra as the Deputy Governor, while Shashanka Bhide, Ashima Goyal, and Jayant R. Verma are the external members. According to economists, RBI is likely to keep repo rates unchanged. Meanwhile, Accenture on Wednesday announced that it has joined forces with consumer goods company Unilever as part of a strategic initiative to leverage Unilever's AI research and implementation of technologies that enhance productivity, drive efficiencies, and accelerate disruptive and AI-powered innovations at scale. A statement said, quote, "The work will kick off from Unilever's global AI lab, Horizon 3 Labs, recently opened in Toronto, a city recognized for its concentration of AI expertise and home to one of Accenture's six-gen AI studios in North America," unquote. The two companies will explore new applications to scale generative AI, for example, assets from Accenture's AI Navigator or its proprietary switchboard, which allows a user to select a combination of models to address the unique business context. Moving on, HLC Tech, a global technology company, and Swedish manufacturer Husqvarna Group have extended their strategic IT and digital transformation partnership. It said, quote, "In a major milestone for HCL Tech, this is the first time a large global IT contract by an Indian headquartered technology company has been vested certified," unquote. The vested approach to drawing up contracts, based on the University of Tennessee's Haslam College of Business Administration's award-winning research, fosters an environment of innovation that improves service, reduces costs, and unlocks business value for the parties involved in the contract. Vested contracts focus on creating an environment conducive for highly collaborative business relationships. Next up, technology. Redmi 13C series has officially arrived in India today per schedule. The lineup boasts two phones, Redmi 13C 5G and Redmi 13C 4G. And as you can probably tell already, one is 5G ready right out of the gate, while the other is 4G only, and so it's a bit more affordable too. Otherwise, the two are quite identical. While the Redmi 13C 4G starts at ₹8,999, the Redmi 13C 5G price in India starts at ₹10,999. General availability is pegged for December 16 from 12 noon across Xiaomi Online, Retail and Amazon India. Existing Xiaomi users will be eligible for ₹1,000 exchange bonus on buying the Redmi 13C 5G, the company notes in a press release. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Benchmark indices ended on a positive note on December 6 with Nifty about 20,900. Wipro, LTI Mindtree, ITC, L&T and TC were among top gainers on the Nifty, while losers were Adani Enterprises, Eicher Motors, Cipla, NTPC and Ultratech Cement. Most of the sectors ended in the green, with capital goods, FMCG, information technology, oil and gas and power up 1-2%, while bank, healthcare down 0.5% each and realty index down 0.3%. BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices ended marginally higher. Indian rupee, on the other hand, ended higher at 83.32 per dollar versus previous close of 83.38. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.